Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the story of Zacchaeus, which we have just heard, is perhaps the most beautiful account in the Bible of a man's conversion. Generally, we learn about justification and about sanctification in abstract terms, as it is depicted maybe in Piper's Dogmatics. But it is often helpful to have it described in the form of a narrative. We see here how a tax collector is called to faith by Jesus Christ, and then how he is transformed in such a way that his faith brings forth good fruits by wanting to make amends with those who had wronged before. But the focus of this story is really not on the individual called Zacchaeus. It is rather on Christ. He is the one who initiates the contact and brings about such a change in this human life of Zacchaeus. And though Zacchaeus, being a small man, goes to great pains to see Jesus Christ by climbing up the sycamore tree, it is Christ who eventually calls him by his name, tells him to come down, and invites himself to his house. Christ is here at work. He is the subject of our conversion. He seeks out an unworthy man who had accumulated his wealth in a wrongful way. Though Zacchaeus is an abbreviation of Zechariah, the righteous one, he is very far from being righteous. His status in society is one that is questioned. He is considered a crook and a criminal for taxing people more than what is legally allowed. Now, putting that into a contemporary context, we could maybe say something like this. Just imagine us driving the toll road to Chicago, and every time we pass through one of these toll gates, there sits a person at the booth asking for more money than the required amount. And all this additional amount added onto the toll rate would go into his or her pocket and make him or her rich. But Christ does not reject such people of ill repute, even if society finds them unacceptable for what they have done. And secondly, all those who Christ calls also undergo a change. They transform and do certain things they would have never done before. In the company of Christ, humans undergo a change. The believer here, called Zacchaeus, brings forth good fruits and performs an act of love to others worked in him through the Holy Spirit. From an ethical point here, Zacchaeus is a very interesting personality. As a Christian, he is willing to go and make amends with his victims in an exaggerated way, far beyond perhaps what we as Christians would generally find acceptable. He is willing to give half of his possessions to the poor, and to those he cheated, he will pay back four times the amount. That is further than any other Christian would go. But it demonstrates that Christians who are called to faith may and should demonstrate love to the neighbor in extraordinary ways. For us Lutherans especially, we make sure that we do not provide every Christian with a list of laws what seems a reasonable act of love to the neighbor. There is this glass ceiling that has no limits. Motivated by love, we may give all we have and as much as we want. There is simply no limit as to what we may do to help our neighbor. And Zacchaeus is willing to set matters straight precisely in that area where he is most vulnerable, namely when it comes to money. His former master and mammon, namely money, no longer plays the same value in his life, with Christ now being his new form of allegiance. And finally now, the question arises, where do we have our place in the story? It is difficult to say where we fit in. We could be like Zacchaeus, that is, sinful beings who Christ called through baptism and continuously calls again and again through his word. But on the other hand, we could also be those who mutter and are unwilling to frequent with others, those who we do not like to share company with, especially in the church and next to us in the pews. In both cases, Christ throws a new perspective on things. He and the gospel today call everyone and reject no one. And that is for all of us who are involved in discipleship a comfort and on which all our assurance rests. I just returned from a trip to India and Indonesia with two of my colleagues, and there we managed to be among Christians, those who are Latin Roman Christians and Lutherans, and all had in common that they belong to the Dalit people, that is the untouchables, mostly fishermen, people who are considered as outcasts like Zacchaeus. The Hindu religion looks upon these people by placing them in the lowest rank in society and looked down upon by not being welcomed into the houses of people and not visited. They belong to the lowest caste. But Christ has called them. He accepts them and dwells amongst them. These poor fishermen who are able to worship Christ and to follow him in beautiful cathedrals. And although many were shaken in their faith by the event of the tsunami, the call of Christ remained open to them, and the comfort of his loving word was repeatedly extended to them so that they returned to faith and to worship. And so we Christians in the West, who have probably not been tested in our faith like these Christians in India, we, however, also, if such time should come, may be assured that Jesus Christ's call will always be there and remain with us. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.